Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, death is such an unfortunate reality that we have to deal with in life. It's all part of it. And no matter how many times we may hear a death or experience that in our families and in our lives, it's something that it's really hard to get used to. It's something that you're never prepared for, but it's part of life. I mean, you know, there's a season to be born and there's a season to die. Mm-hmm. And I think it's healthy to discuss and to talk about death. I consider it fortunate. As a young person, I've been to many funerals before, you know, I became an adult. And as an adult, I've been to a ton of funerals. But there's something sobering about life and seeing someone who has passed away, no longer seeing them there, and it helps you just to kind of reevaluate things. Mm-hmm. But it also helps you to empathize with people that have lost a loved one. I mean, that is some of the toughest things ever to deal with in life, is the tragedy of losing someone that you've loved, someone that you had relationship with, and to realize that they're not here anymore. You know, some years back, I lost my father, and I can remember times of driving in the car wanting to pick up the phone to call him, but there was no one there to pick up the phone anymore.
Right.
And you begin to think about the times that you could have and you would have, and you reflect about the great memories. But you need to be prepared to go through it. It's something that you will have to go through. It changes everything. And oftentimes people say you can't really get over it. You just learn to cope with it. And God's word says that He is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And He encourages us to comfort those who mourn. Mourn with those who mourn. And there's something about passing away and being there for somebody. There are some things to say, and there are definitely some things not to say. And I think a lot of times we're tempted, because if it's an uncomfortable situation, we don't know how to respond to our friend or a family member who's lost a loved one, and we want to help, but we just begin to just start saying anything that comes to mind, thinking that it's going to help. And oftentimes, it's been my experience and the experience of others that I've had the opportunity to talk to who suffered loss, is that less sometimes is best. And just to know that you're praying with them, just to know that you're standing with them, just to know that you love them, speaks volumes during a time like that. And there are some things that, you know, we really shouldn't say, because it doesn't help, you know, and sometimes it could actually hurt. And you do the complete opposite of what you wanted to do. But I want you to see, there's a new movie coming out. It's a Hurting Hearts movie. And this movie was put together by Pastor Greg Lowry, California. He pastors Harvest Christian Fellowship. And 6 years ago, it's on anniversary, 6 years ago, he lost his son in a tragic car accident. And he said he collapsed. He just shocked at the mere what happened. Mm-hmm. He lost his son. And they put this movie together to help people, one, be prepared for loss, and two, to those that are going to loss to be able to cope with it. I want you to watch this and see what he has to say.
Now, the things people turn to may change, but the void in our life, that emptiness, it's a loneliness for God.
Greg Lowry pastors one of America's largest churches, the 15,000-member Harvest Christian Fellowship in L.A. But despite his strong faith, he was literally knocked off his feet when he learned his son Christopher was killed in a car crash.
I just collapsed on the ground, and for days I felt like I was carrying a huge weight on my chest. I mean, literally, I felt a physical pressure. Where I just, you know, it was just like, how will I get through this?
Kathy Lowry said she felt her dreams disappear.
That day I felt like God had taken a big eraser to this chalkboard and just said, no, erase this all. This isn't how it's going to play out.
Whether it's the loss of a loved one, financial ruin, or a health crisis, people everywhere are losing hope. But the Lorries say you can find hope by watching how others did it.
I wanted to look at somebody else who had been through this. It was one of the reasons why we made this film.
This movie will help to point them to God and say, here's other people who've experienced something as bad as what you are experiencing, maybe even worse, depending. And there's hope.
In addition to the Lorries, the movie profiles Nick Vujicic, who was born with no arms or legs.
I would try to put on a brave face at school, pretending it wouldn't hurt. But I would be up all night crying, praying, God, give me arms and legs, give me arms and legs. And he wouldn't give it to me.
Also, Christian singer Jeremy Camp, whose wife died of cancer.
And to see not a progression, but a digression, basically, of what was happening in her health, there's just doubts. God, are you listening? Like, what do you know that we're here? I mean, are you hearing these prayers?
For the Lorries, Nick and Jeremy, hope began when they stopped asking why.
And instead, we should be asking the what question, as in, what should I do now? How should I react? And I think what we want to do is lean into Christ, and we want to seek to bring glory to his name through this. And one day, all of those whys will be resolved.
At first, Nick was so hopeless, he planned to drown himself.
And I knew what that water represented. It was the end of my pain. It was the end of hell for me. I just wanted out.
But right before he killed himself, he decided to give Jesus another chance.
The revelation for me came from John chapter 9. Jesus came across a man who was born blind, and no one knew why. But Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And I'm like, wow, maybe I don't need to know God's plans for God's plans to be even implemented in my life. What if God did have a plan for me?
God did have a plan that was fulfilled. It included a wife, a child, and traveling the world, spreading the good news to millions.
I hope people are inspired to see that you don't need arms and legs to be complete. You don't need arms and legs to be the hands and feet of God. All you need is to be complete on the inside, and everything else will change.
Like Nick, when Jeremy was about to give up on God, he did an about-face, and out came the song, I Still Believe, a number one hit. Dozens would follow, drawing millions closer to the Lord.
It was just me going, I don't understand, it doesn't make sense, but I still believe in your faithfulness, and your truth, and your word. And that was such a healing time for me.
I still believe.
Even after losing their son, Greg and Kathy found that God comforted them, gave them hope for the future, and even filled their hearts with joy again.
You are not in control and you don't have control, but God is in control. And I was thankful that in my pain and in the crisis of that moment, I was absolutely certain that God was not surprised by this and that he was with us and he would walk us through this.
I think we're here on earth for two reasons. We're here, number one, to know God, and we're here to glorify God. But I have found that when we fulfill our purpose as Christians, we will find happiness as a byproduct, not from seeking it, but from seeking him.
So the message from people who have felt the deepest despair is, don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. Lori Johnson, CBN News.
Wow, how impactful. We want to encourage you. The movie's coming out, Hope for Hurting Hearts. We're going to make sure that we relate as much information for you so that you can be encouraged and see it yourself. But there's nothing like experiencing a crisis in your life, a time where you or your family members or your friends hit bottom, when the wind is taken out of you and everything begins to stop and everything slows down. And everything may be moving rapidly for people around you, but for you in this season, everything is stood still. And oftentimes, people that haven't gone through that experience, it's very difficult and challenging for them to empathize with you during that time. But it's a time for you to cry out to God. It's a time for you to look up to the Lord. It's a time for you to say, God, I need you. And there's something amazing about God is that when we cry out to him, when we allow those crises, those broken moments, those times when we just can't explain it. There's no explanation for it. God knows everything. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that his thoughts are above our thoughts, his ways are above our ways. You know, trying to make sense in the natural to loss and things that happen, it's very difficult. You know, you can lose your mind trying to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Because part of the human life is to try to find answers, is trying to find solutions, trying to make sense of it all. And sometimes there's no sense to make. The thing is, God, how do I make it through?
Right.
How can you help me? How can I find you in the midst of these things? And a lot of people have, you know, they want to help and want to give you some advice, but I got to be honest, that if the advice that folks are giving you at a time is not biblical, it's not Christ-centered, if it's not based upon God, then they're not giving you truth, if you will. Maybe sounds good, but sounding good and being good and seeming right and being right are two different things. Jesus Christ alone is the one that can give you hope. He's the one that can strengthen you. And if you haven't given your heart, this would be a time to give him your heart, give him your life and say, Jesus, I surrender. I don't know where this is going. I don't know where this is at, but I know that I can trust you. I can give you my life. I can give it to you all. I surrender it all and I'll follow you all the days of my life. Help me. And God says, if we cry out to him, he will reach out to us. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You are not alone. We were talking about dealing with the finality of death and crises mm-hmm. that happen in our life, and that how we can find hope, you know, in a time of struggle and pain, lack and loss and devastation. Jesus is an ever-present help in the time of trouble, and he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and he's there for you. And we're going to continue to talk about that more and highlight the movie that Pastor Greg Laurie put together as a result of losing his own son 6 years ago. It's a tragic loss in a car accident. And his wife says they wish that they had a movie like this during a time when their son passed away. There's something about hearing firsthand from others who have suffered and been through the fire and made it on the other side with hope. And you're going to be able to see that, and we want to be able to show it to you. We're also going to be talking about living a life on the borders, living a life with borders and boundaries, and being watchmen on the wall. There's a lot of talk about borders these days, but we want to talk about having spiritual borders and what they do for our lives and what happens when we don't have them in our lives. We're also going to be talking about the gospel of all. There's something about that word all. It's all-inclusive. It means everything. It means not leaving anything out. And we're seeing a lot of stuff that's being left out today. Mm-hmm. But Jesus made it plain, and he made it very clear. All is a very, very important word to him, and it needs to be a very, very important word to mm-hmm. us. I know that Steve's going to be encouraging us and talking to us about the nameless and faceless people in the kingdom of God. You and I had a chance to talk mm-hmm. about that over the weekend, and I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. it's awesome.
Amen.
And so we're looking forward to hearing that, as well as talking about being a fair weather fan. So we have so much for you in this program, but we want to get right to it and continue to discuss what we just shared on a previous program regarding the movie Hope for Hurting Hearts. And Pastor Greg Larder put this movie together, like we said, and it was just a way of being able to cope with loss, mm-hmm. tragedy. And it's amazing how nobody likes to focus on tragedy. Who does? You know, who wants to focus on pain? But it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens in life. And we need to know, we need to be prepared for it when it does happen. But if you're going through it right now, you need to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get through it. And people deal with pain. I've learned many different ways. Some people are expressive. A lot of people cry. Some people take it all in. Everybody mourns differently, and there isn't a correct way to mourn. And it's important to respect how others process pain mm-hmm. because we're all differently. But we know the one who can help you in the midst of it, and that alone will help you. I remember of the man who wrote that hymn, and I'm trying to remember it, when he lost his wife and his daughters on a boat. Maybe it'll come to me here before the program, but it was tragic loss, and it's a hymn that people have sung for years, mm-hmm. but it was birthed out of that pain,
mm-hmm.
and it ministered to him greatly. But I want you to see Pastor Greg Laurie just briefly share about some of the things that people said to him during the time of losing his son. He's in ministry for many years. He pastors a large gathering, and it's probably the furthest thing that he thought in his mind that could happen to him. And some of the things he learned that are probably not the right thing to say. And part of hearing this is us getting kind of informed and educated, because we want to do well.
Right.
We want to speak life into a situation, but we would feel horrible if we said to say something that didn't land or didn't have the desired effect that we wanted to have. Mm-hmm. So wisdom, you know, now is way better than, you know, having to deal with something like this later. And if you have, hey, it's okay. You can repent and move forward from that. But it's good to learn. Watch this.
I think that there are things you can say, and there are things you should never say. What should you say? Sometimes less is more. When I had people just come and say, I love you, I'm praying for you, that was actually a lot. Mm-hmm. I think what was hard was when people, and sometimes Christians maybe do this more than other people, I think with a good heart, but not with the right words, they'll try to explain it to you. No one can explain it when you suddenly lose a loved one, or even if you've known it was coming. This is a time of mourning. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to mourn, and there's a time to rejoice, and this is the time to mourn. You know, when Job went through all of his calamity, we read that his counselors came to see him, and when they saw his condition, they were so moved by it, they said nothing for days. That was perfect. It's when they started talking, the problems began. But things that can be said, someone said to me, well, God must have needed another angel in heaven. Well, that's a nice sentiment, but people don't become angels. So it's actually theologically incorrect. Someone only moments after it happened said to me, well, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. That certainly wasn't helpful. Someone else said to me, well, you know, you have another son. It's, oh, yeah, well, we had two sons, so we can spare one, I suppose. Someone said to me really shortly after it had happened, only weeks after, are you over it yet? You know, don't ever ask someone who's lost a loved one, especially a child, if they're over it. Here's the answer. They'll never be over it. They're just going to have to get through it, and it's going to take a lot of time. We need to be patient with people. My friend Stephen Curtis Chapman, who had his daughter die, said the best thing that was said to him were these words. Someone just came up and said, there are no words. And that actually, you think, well, that's not helpful. No, it is, because that's kind of the mourning with those that mourn. You're just saying, I don't know what to say, but I love you. There are no words.
Wow. Wisdom for us today to be able to glean and understand that, what can we do? And you know what? Maybe you're realizing, you heard this, maybe I've said some of those things in the past. Hey, it's okay. We're learning. You know, what's done is done, and we can ask God to forgive us, and great, there's grace for all of that. But, you know, it's something that we can take with us and apply in the future, and to be sensitive to those that have gone through something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult transition. I know me personally, when I got home after my deployments, there was always specific dates that reminded me of those, you know, those brothers that I had lost. And for a long time, and just like you said, it's not something that you just get over. Mm-hmm. You have to get through it. And I remember specific conversations that, you know, we've had that, you know, through a lot of prayer. But it's that awareness. You know, somebody once said to me, it's just like, a lot of times we can focus on death, but we have to remember that death is a gift, because it helps us to be able to live. Because it's that reminder. It's just like, we live for them too, remembering the fact that they've lost their life. But at the same time too, it's just like, God has given us the gift that we can live for them and celebrate those moments that we had with them. You know, it's that perspective that we can still hold on to and hold on, like you're saying, remember those joyous moments.
It helps you to appreciate life. It helps you not to squander what you do have, mm-hmm. and to live for a greater purpose. Oftentimes, you know, we until we come into the full revelation of the, of God and how much he loves us and given our relationship for, the highest ideal that people often have to live for is becomes their children mm-hmm. or their parents or their family. But God's called you for so much more than that. You're called to give your life to him and to help your family to do the same, to live for him. We're here only but a vapor, the Bible says, and then we will all pass, you know, we'll all pass that way. And it's important. It's important that we give thought to our ways. The book of Proverbs is a book in the Bible that was written by King Solomon, and there's 30 chapters in it. And in each of these chapters, there's wisdom for us to glean. And he says that a wise man and a wise woman give thought to their ways. They evaluate their life. They evaluate how they're living. And they get to examine to see, hey, is this worth it in the end? Because what's worth it at the moment, oftentimes at the end, when everything is balanced out, when the books are open, we realize that really wasn't worth it at all. What if we could evaluate beforehand, before we do it, in the midst of it, will this be worth it? We want you to see the trailer itself. We want you to take a look at it for you to be able to see it and encourage others to take a look. Watch this.
Mountains high, valleys low, these are the things that make us grow. But all I wanna know is if you can hear me. And all I wanna know is if you're there, God. So
it was that day I felt robbed.
When I heard the news that our son had died,
I can say that I've been in a place where I feel hopeless.
I read about the blind man seeing and the deaf hearing.
I felt as if someone had taken a big eraser to the chalkboard of my dreams and just erased everything.
I felt like I could literally die.
I'm not supposed to be visiting the graveside of my wife. So, you know,
does he love me? Does he hear me? And when I was searching for him, he didn't answer me. So I felt alone.
And give me the faith I want to believe.
I think instead of asking the question, why?
I believe.
We should be asking the question, to whom shall I turn? You need to turn to God. He is the hope you're looking for.
I said I believe.
I found myself being almost gathered up into the heavenlies with the Lord.
I just raised up my hands. And I've never to this day felt the presence of God so thick.
I hit bottom and God was there.
Heal me from the greatest disability of all, death.
Even when I don't understand, I can't see, it's dark kind of, I still believe.
Every promise that he ever spoke to me, everything I'd ever read in the scriptures was real.
And God was there. And faith kicked in. The hardship you're going through right now, the crisis you may be facing, you need to know one thing. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, God is in control.
Seasons change, well, I change too. Like spring and summer, and I fall back to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
Yeah.